Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hello, everybody. This is Alex Barthet with the LeanZone podcast. Today, we are fortunate to be with Jonathan Bursevich from Alter Surety, and we're going to talk about three ways to improve your bonding capacity. How are you doing today, Jonathan?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Alex.
Why don't you give everyone a short introduction about yourself and Alter Surety?
So again, my name's Jonathan Bursevich. Worked for Alter Surety Group down here in Miami Lakes for the past 3 years. We are a surety bond only agency. We don't do any other types of insurance. And we assist contractors of all trades and sizes, either set up a bond line if they haven't already had one in place, or we try to improve upon one that they may already have in place. So, and again, it's a pleasure to be here, Alex, and look forward to passing along some insight that might help some contractors down the road.
So let's get right into it. So I get questions occasionally. I'm sure you get this question all the time. I can do more work as a contractor if I could get more bonding, both single limit and aggregate, because I need more bonding capacity to do the work that's available to me. So what are the top three ways, Jonathan, that a contractor, either general contractor or subcontractor, what are the top three ways that or things that they can do to improve their bonding capacity quickly and easily? What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I would say that the number one most important item is going to be getting a quality financial statement done by a CPA that specializes in construction. Obviously, the industry is so specialized that really having an expert CPA who knows exactly what they're doing and how to quantify things like underbillings, overbillings, that goes a long way when dealing with the surety and that surety extending you bonding capacity. So the first thing I would mention is, again, getting that quality CPA-prepared financial statement. A few other things that really make a big difference. I would say healthy cash balances, and for an example, another thing like a bank line of credit, essentially anything that gives the surety additional confidence that if you were ever in a tight spot or you had a lot of labor costs, a lot of big supplier vendors to pay, that essentially you could draw on money elsewhere, like a bank line, to help you in an emergency so that the surety would never have to get involved. And then thirdly, I would say improve the company's internal control. So whether that be graduating from QuickBooks to a more sophisticated financial system, which helps when you pass along those internal statements to the surety. Again, the surety will be that much more confident in your internal statements because they know that they're done on a percentage of completion basis, that they also tie out to the year-end financial statement done by the CPA. So I think those are three really good ways that, if all done correctly, the surety will be more willing to be much more aggressive with you as the contractor and let you pursue that additional work you're going after.
So let's take each of these items in turn and talk about them a little in greater detail. So number one, you said get a CPA that specializes in construction. Now, some contractors, you know, they may have a relationship with a CPA. They started when they were small. They're much bigger now. And this CPA does a restaurant, an attorney's office, a doctor's office, contractors. Are you saying that having someone that just focuses on construction makes a difference? And if so, why is that?
Yeah, it actually makes a significant difference, and especially to the surety who's going to be reviewing everything.
But isn't accounting accounting?
No, there's obviously, with the construction industry being so specialized, needing to be done on a percentage of completion basis, when the surety sees that a CPA or that, yeah, financial statement was done by a CPA who knows what they're doing, the surety actually gives them more credit because they can already tell just by looking at the statement itself if the numbers are accurate, if the CPA did a good job, and again, be willing to extend that little bit more bonding capacity if they know what they're getting is true and of good value.
So is it as simple as saying that nearly the exact same set of financials written by a generalist CPA versus a CPA that only specializes in construction, that is familiar or that the surety knows who they are, so it's a known quantity CPA that specializes in construction, that same financial from the construction CPA can generate better surety limits?
Yeah, we absolutely have. Because, again, it's tough to do for someone who doesn't have that construction background. And we absolutely have seen where the surety, when they get a statement done by a CPA that they recognize down here, if they get a statement from a CPA that they've heard of or know and has a good reputation, they absolutely put more credence in that. They know at the end of the day that the information they're getting is completely accurate.
I mean, that's pretty amazing to think that the same information written on effectively a different letterhead can get an increase in your bond line. I mean, talk about a no-brainer, right? So if I'm a contractor and my uncle is my CPA and I want more bonding capacity, if I just go to one of the known local construction CPAs, that by itself is going to get me more bonding capacity. It seems like a no-brainer to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we highly suggest it to all of our clients because we think it's a huge value add. And typically, at the end of the day, not only does it almost always guarantee you at least a little bit more in bonding capacity, it also lowers your premium rates as well. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
That's all good advice. So let's talk about the next item, which is improving your cash position specifically by getting a line of credit. So the key is for the surety, they want to know that if you hit a rough patch and your cash flow from receivables dips and you have a shortfall, that you have a place to go so that you don't default, right? That's the key for having the bank line, correct?
That was absolutely spot on. So I'm sure as a lot of our contractors in the industry know, payment terms can vary greatly depending on what job you're on. And in the ideal world, it's between 30 and 60 days that you get paid. But we see all the time that sometimes just due to one thing or another, it's 90 days, even up to 120 days and beyond sometimes to get paid. So like you mentioned, if you're not paid in 90 days, 120 days of money that you're owed, the surety loves to know that if you were ever in that situation or just in a cash flow crunch in and of itself, that you have that kind of reserve on the side, that if, God forbid, you ever needed to use it, it's there to use. And if you don't need it, then it's of no cost to you and you can kind of just leave it untouched on the side.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
So do you see that increasing the line of credit has the ability to increase your bonding capacity, all other things being the same? So if I'm a small contractor and I've got a $100,000 line of credit, if I can get that increased to $250,000, do you see that by itself can increase, even marginally, increase my bonding capacity? Everything else being the same.
Yes. So I don't know if they're going to give you a larger bond program just based off the increased line of credit amount, but what they will be willing to do is further stretch on both your single size job and your aggregate program as well. They're just not going to come out and give you a new bonding program limits, but the surety itself will be much more willing if there's a stretch again, either on a single job that may be a little bit larger than the company has ever performed before, and or maybe your backlog is getting to the point where it may be new territory for the company due to growth. That new larger bank line is going to give the surety that much more confidence to approve something that, again, maybe if you didn't have the bank line, they may say no or be a little bit more hesitant. With the bank line in place, they're definitely going to be more willing to consider those stretch situations where they're kind of on the line.
So lastly, number three, improve your internal controls, including, if it's warranted, upgrading your internal accounting software. So why don't you tell us why a surety will treat a client better, give them more, or stretch their existing line if they got a report, an internal report from Sage Accounting versus QuickBooks. Tell me what you see there.
So any surety, when they underwrite a contractor, they look for a certain level of sophistication. The surety wants to make sure that the information that they're getting is accurate, because most of the time we get a CPA prepared financial statement about 3 or 4 months after the year end. So that information is already 3 to 4 months old at that time. So the surety typically will request a mid-year, so about a June 30th, internal financial statement. So that's whether you guys use QuickBooks or any other in-house accounting software. The surety will typically ask for you to print out a balance sheet, a profit and loss statement, to kind of gauge how that the company's doing, how that year is going. And if you're able to use, if you're able to provide them with your internal reporting with on a percentage of completion basis that shows underbillings, overbillings, job schedules, things of that nature, again, the surety will be much more willing to stretch and provide you additional capacity, because they know that the information they're getting is accurate. And again, back to that point about the level of sophistication. When a surety sees that a contractor has processes, plans and procedures in place to run their business, not they don't just get to a meeting and say, we're a contractor, we're good at what we do. For example, if they have a business plan, if they can show them, oh, this is our bookkeeper, we use QuickBooks, or we use, like you mentioned, Sage, for our internal reporting, et cetera, et cetera. The more sophistication you can show, again, the more willing that surety is going to be to stretch for you and provide that additional bonding capacity if it was ever needed.
So CPA, cash position, improve internal controls. Now, when you see all of this come together, you typically see that sureties are more willing to help their client out. But how important is all of this with respect to the relationship and the longevity of the relationship with the agent and the underwriter? How important is that last piece?
All three of these items are absolutely essential. And with all the opportunity that's out there, it makes sense to kind of take a step back, make sure that you do have everything in place, not only to satisfy your surety and help your bonding agent, but just as a business owner. It's prudent to do these things because, for example, the financials, getting a CPA-prepared financial statement, that really gives you as the business owner a great look at how your company's doing.
So let me end with this last question. It's something that people have asked me about occasionally. They don't really know what it is. So what is a backup bond line, and is that something that you all do or recommend?
Yeah, we highly recommend a backup bond line. And what a backup bond line is it's essentially insurance on your bond line at of no cost to you. So if you do currently have a bond line in place with the surety and an agent, what we like to do is essentially take the financial information and approach another surety, one that you're currently not with. So just that in the event that your current surety or agent would not be able to get a certain bond need done due to, again, maybe it's a larger job than the company's ever done before. Maybe your backlog is pretty heavy at the moment, and this would take it over what the surety's comfortable with. We essentially, what we try to do is already have a surety eager and waiting in the wings to earn your company's business, so that in the case you needed a bond need essentially yesterday, in quotations, that and your surety or agent couldn't get that bond need done, that essentially we already have another surety who has your entire account filed, they're up to date, and that they'd be willing to step in at a moment's notice and assist with any bond need that you may have.
Sounds like another good thing that someone in construction should have. If they have a bond line, get another agent to give them a backup bond line just in case. Because we hear occasionally from clients that have lost opportunities because their surety, for whatever reason, wasn't able to get them the bond that they expected. And because of the time crunch, they didn't have enough time to go out into the market and get a new surety.
Exactly. And that's spot on. It usually all comes down to that time crunch. And that's why we recommend setting up a backup bond line.
So, Jonathan, I really appreciate your time today to answer this question. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you if they wanted more information.
My email address is jonathan@altersurety.com. You can find us all on our website at altersurety.com. My direct line is 305-446-9395. And I'll be able to assist anybody with any questions you may have with either setting up a bond line of credit and or improving one that you may already have in place. So, again, Alex, thank you for this opportunity. I hope I was able to assist some of the contractors with a few tips to improving upon their bonding program. And again, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions anybody had. And again, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you, Jonathan. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to theleanzone.com.